There's no way around it. So many things in New Orleans still relate back to Katrina. And while some parts of town seem to have attracted a cadre of returnees to assist in community rebuilding efforts, Lower Nine, for example, another section, New Orleans East, is still hobbled by a lack of city services and independent businesses. Jaleesa Roberts, a recent graduate of Swarthmore College who grew up in the East, wants that to change. As the winner of the first ever Swarthmore Business Plan competition, she brings with her a little grant money and a lot of ideas about how to inject some entrepreneur-type energy into New Orleans East.
I have always been interested in starting my own businesses, although I didn't really consider myself an entrepreneur as I came to Swarthmore or when I was a child thinking of these things. I knew I wanted to start a dance studio because I was able to access dance. I've been dancing since I was four. Because classes were so inexpensive. Classes were about $35 a month, which is kind of unheard of. And so I wanted to give that same opportunity to other children. I thought when I turned 30 or 40 and gained some mythical amount of wealth that I would be able to do that. But during my time at Swarthmore, I was encouraged to pursue that earlier.
The encouragement came from faculty and staff who proved not only to be supportive of Jaleesa's entrepreneurial ideas, but also helpful in finding the necessary partnerships and grants to assist her and a couple of colleagues in the creation of an ambitious nonprofit business.
I've started the Cocoon Youth Empowerment Program, which is a dance-based youth empowerment program. We're dedicated to helping youth in New Orleans East. The goal is to use dance to rebuild community. And so we spend the first half of the day learning dance, both Western and non-Western, and the second half of the day a lot more geared towards building them as leaders. So that means giving them choreography skills so that they can make their own pieces, as well as engaging in skill building and a curriculum where they develop as leaders in their communities and beyond.
Now, no disrespect, but you can almost hear some older types grumble that a recent college graduate like Jaleesa, no matter how distinguished her school might be, could not possibly have the world experience to be a leader. Well, she says, they would be wrong.
We're a team of three teachers right now. We are all from New Orleans. We have all had great experiences both in and outside of New Orleans. And the goal is to come back and share those experiences, to act as models for what you can do, as well as giving them models of other both residents and non-residents who have done great things. So for me, that's sharing my story, that's sharing both my successes and failures. At one point in time, academically, I was doing horrible, especially post-Katrina. And to be able to have that story and have it end with me graduating from one of the top-ranked colleges, going to both China and Ghana and leaving the country multiple times, to starting my own business, to being able to live and survive as an artist and not necessarily as someone who works in the hotel or restaurant industry or any of the other occupations that students feel pushed into being from New Orleans.
Jaleesa feels strongly about returning to New Orleans East. And while her pilot project is opening this summer uptown because of a lack of another venue, next year it will be anchored in New Orleans East. She gives full credit to Swarthmore for all their support, proud that they enabled her to return with some much-needed financial resources.
Our budget is $12,500, so I applied for $8,500 and was actually awarded the full $12,500 from the foundation, which is the largest award that they've ever given to a project by a student.
To read more about Jaleesa Roberts and her Youth Empowerment Project, go to WWNO.org or NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.